Mishnah she b'chora lo zara lanu. Nachnu kvar ra'inu it's b'daf tetam adet et ha'resha l'fachot ha'omer tnu get l'ishti. Sucha. Nikra et ha'lashon shel ha'mishnah. Ha'omer tnu get ze l'ishti. Shtar shichur ze la'avdi. Umeis lo yitnu la'achar misa. As כבר הערנו שלכאורה צריכים להבין את המשנה הזאת ברקע המשנה בדף י"א עמוד בייס. שם יש מחלוקת בין רב מאיר וחכמים. אם אומרים אצל שטר שיחור זוכים לא אדם שלא בפניו או לא. אז הכי קל זה ללמוד את משנתנו לפי מי. What's the easiest way of learning our Mishnah? שהאומר גט תנוגת זה לאישתי, שטר שיחור זה לאבדי ומייס, לא יכנו לאחר מיסה. לפי רב מאיר. אין דין של זוכין, לא אצל גט אישה ולא אצל שטר שיחור. זאת אומרת שעד שהגט מגיע לאישה ועד שהשטר מגיע לבעל, ועד שהשטר מגיע לעבד, אין כאן לא גירושין ולא שיחור. ולכן, אם זה מגיע רק אחרי מיטת הבעל, יש כאן בעיה. מה הבעיה? נראה. אבל יש כאן איזושהי בעיה. אבל לפי רבנן, וכך לומד תוספות, כן? איגר סינן, תן גט זה, שזה הגרסה של המשנה שלנו, אז אסיה מסניסן כרב מאיר דווקא. And there's no problem with that. סתם משנה רב מאיר היא, אפשר ללמוד את המשנה שלנו רק עליבא דרבי מאיר. אבל אם רוצים להעמיד את המשנה גם לפי רבנן, אז כאן יש בעיה. יש לנו דין של זוכין לאדם שלא בפניו. יש לנו דין של תן כזכי, ולכן כאשר הבעל נותן את הגט לשליח, זהו. לכאורה השליח זוכה בגט בשביל העבד, והעבד צריך להיות משוחרר. מה נפקא מינה אם זה רק מגיע ליד העבד אחרי המיטה? כאשר זה מגיע ליד השליח, הבעל חי. וזה הקושיה שממש הפריע לרוב הראשונים. הם לא רצו ללכת דרך הגישה של השורה הראשונה של תוספות, להעמיד את המשנה רק על ליבה דרבי מאיר. אנחנו לא מוצאים בגמרא שזה הדרך. אז איך מסתדרים עם המשנה על ליבה דרבנן? אז יש כאן בעצם שלוש גישות. יש כאן בעצם אולי עוד שתי גישות עם כל מיני וריאציות. כלומר, גישה אחת זה שהמשנה על ליבה דרבי מאיר. אם אנחנו רוצים להעמיד את המשנה ליבה דרבנן, אז כבר ראינו גישה שנייה ברש"י בדף תסמדס. מה הגישה של רש"י בדף תסמדס? איך אפשר, הקניה וירקי קנידה, איך אפשר להגיד זוכן לאדם שלא בפניו? אבל בכל זאת יש כאן בעיה של אין גט לאחר מיסה. מה רש"י אמר? כן, כלומר ללמוד את המשנה בצורה מצומצמת, דף י"א עמוד בייס, שחכמים אומרים שבשחרורי עבדים אז אין יכול לחזור בו. אצל גט אישה יכול לחזור בו. אצל שחרורי עבדים אי אפשר לחזור בו. That's the extent of the world of זכין לאדם שלא בפניו. אבל מתי העבד משוחרר? רק כאשר הגט מגיע לידו, וכיוון שזה אחר מיסה, עוד מעט נראה מה הבעיה, אבל יש כאן בעיה. Okay? That's the direction of Rashi on Daf Tes Amud Beis. הבעיה היא להסביר את זה. למה שהדין של זוכן ילך חצי הדרך? Why should זוכן only go halfway? אם יש לנו דין של זכייה, אם היה מתנה, לא היינו אומרים שהמתנה זה רק הלכה שאינו יכול לחזור בו, היינו אומרים שהמתנה שייכת למקבל ברגע שהשליח מקבל את זה. מישהו אומר, תן ספר זה לפלוני, ברגע שהספר מגיע לידי השליח, זהו. That's zochin l'adam shelo b'fanav. We do it all the time. You know, if you want to be mezake a matana on Erev Shabbos, you know, we're going to someone to be a guest for Shabbos, so we take the matana and we give it to a third party and say, bizocha in this for my host on Shabbos, and then on Shabbos one's not allowed to receive a matana. How do you do it yourself? Zochin requires another partner. You have to give it to someone who's going to be zocha. Someone has to make a ma'isa kinyan. You can have all the das machna in the world that you want, but there has to be a ma'isa kinyan. We don't say on a matana, elu dvarim shenichten ba'amira. There has to be a ma'isa kinyan. And so the ma'isa kinyan is that a third party will pick it up. What principle? ten kischi. Okay, you could tell him zakei baze. Tell him, you know, it's kabel etze baad. Okay, ten etze leploni. Vaz anachnu rim sheitzel matana zemulil. So what's the difference between matana and a get shichur? Okay, if the same, we have the same principle of zochin l'radam shelo b'funav. So here we took two approaches. One approach, we'll call it the classic approach of the classic achronim, the ksos and the sivos. And the other is the out-of-the-box approach that we mentioned in the name of Rav Naftali Trupp, the Rav's kuntrus, it's also found. The classic approach is that in achinami, okay? Zachin radam shalo b'fanav, ten kisli, be'etzem b'regya shashliach mekabel, ha'evet zurichem nishukhwar. Aval, yesh kan, t'nai. T'nai. Kom ez kemosh ani omer, harayat mekudeshet li b'tenai she'tir kedi lefanai, b'tenai she'irid geshem machar. The tenai shetenili $100. The tenai, v'lachen akol mechakeh ad hatenai. V'kan hatenai raki yemukuyam la'achar misa. V'lachen ha'eved rak meshukrar l'chora la'achar misa. V'kevan she la'achar misa yivshar shiye get. That's where everything falls apart. Okay, ze ha ze derech shuv shel ha'achronim ha klasiim v'kachem mefarshim. Ze lo rak Rashi b'daf tetem adbet. Zegam Harif, Zegam Harambam, Agit Shiyesh Tanai. That's one direction. As Hisbarnu, I mean Lechora, Im Yesh Tanai, Zetzrichio Tanai Shel Me'achshav, Me'achshav L'achar Lamed. In other words, namely, Barega Sheze Magia L'Get, Haget Magia L'Eved L'achar Misa, Zetzrichio L'Mafreya, Me'azman Shashliach Kibilate, because it's really a din of Zochim. Really, the Shliach should be Zocha, just as being held off by a Tanai. So my nafgamina the lachar misa, we have all sorts of side issues. As Mashi Isbarno, it's not side issues. Tomar Mashi Lamar is a tain get shichur ze la'avdi. It has to be a get shichur when it's handed to the eved, and the eved has to be an eved. V'kan a lachar misa ze lo get shichur v'ze lo eved. Tomar all the persona changed. The adon is no longer around. If the Adon is no longer around, there's no longer a Shibud. If there's no longer a Shibud to the Adon, there's no meaning of a Get Shichur, and he's not no longer an Eved of the Adon. He's an Eved of the Yorshim. Namely, that Lachar Misa, we can't have a Lamafreya, because we never fulfill the Tanai. The Tanai can't be fulfilled. If the Eved's not an Eved, how can the Tanai be fulfilled? The Tanai was, give it to my Eved. He's no longer an Eved. The Tanai was, give this Get Shichur to my Eved. It's no longer Get Shichur. That's the problem over here. That's what we, Kach Anachnu Isbarnu, B'shem HaKilas Yaakov, Rav Shach, etc. That's the way that they learn the classic way of learning. That's one way of learning. Maha Derech HaShniya Lomod, what's the other alternative? In terms of why, on one hand, we say Zochin, but the Zochin is not going to apply over here in this situation. Where do we apply Zochin to the world of Matana? What's the difference between Matana and a Get Shichur? Aren't they both in the tchum of Zechiah? That's A, but before Baal Korcho. In what section of Choshe Mishpat is Matana? And in Choshe Mishpat, right. And where are you going to find Hilchos Shichur Eved? In Yoredeya. Okay, right. Mammon and Issa, right. And we're dealing with two worlds of Shulchan Aruch. Yitachen, Shekol Hadin, Shel Zochin Radem Shel Befanav, Zekashem Medubar Al Zechut Mamoni. Zechut mamoni, ma'ashein ken kasher medubar al shichrur. Akshav shichrur, hisbarnu, yesh bezeh shnei tzadim. Yesh bezeh hafka'at ha-kinyan mamon, v'hafka'at ha-kinyan isar. That there is a monetary relationship between the adon and the eved, kol ma'ashe kona eved kona rabo, and there is a chalot shem avdut. There is a halachic status of an eved. Mutar b'shivcha, rak chaya b'mitzot ke'isha. So that's the halfway house. Komar haba lo yacholach zorbo biglal sheyesh kan hafka'a shel kinyan mamon. Aval ha'eved rak meshukrar kasher ze magia liyado. Like by a get isha. When is the get isha mitgareshet? When there's nesina. V'kasav v'nosan. V'kasav l'sefer krisus v'nosan liyado. Gam hashichur tzarich netina. It's a halachic status. It has to be broken by a halachic act. Of handing over the shtar to the Eved, not to give it to a shliach, not via zechiah. Zechiah is enough in the world of mamonos. It's not enough in the world of iser v'heter. So we have the fact that the Baal can't be chozer, because the process began, the shichur began, but the eved is only going to be meshuchrer if and when he gets the get. And since he gets it lachar misa, and then he's no longer an eved, and there's no longer a get, so everything falls off. Okay, so we have over here these two ways of understanding. Either that we have a classic tnai, and that would apply to the world of mamonos as well, theoretically, but over here it's a tnai which can't be mekuyam, or we have two realms within avdus, and we can only apply the din of zochin halfway, and this would all, you know, give us that direction of Rashi and the Rambam and the Rif, that we have over here a situation where the Baal can't be chozer. In that respect, we say zochin. The process is irrevocable. It's moving on. It's a snowball, but the snowball has to hit something at the end. There has to be an end in an act of handing it to the Eved, either as a Tanai or as the Din of Kinyan Isur. Fine. However, Rashi Alatar and Tosos Alatar, after the first line, take a different approach. Rashi says, by us, Ha'omer Tenu Get Ze Leishti, Garsinan V'masnisin, sleep, I'm sorry. Ha'omer Tenu Get Leishti, Garsinan V'masnisin, V'lo Garsinan Tain, which would imply that the get is existing, Shelo Misaram Liyad Shliach B'chayav, Lafikach Onechuchu Chachamim Badover Lomar Shemishar Rishon HaZachar Lo HaShliach Le'eved Liyot Meshuchrar. Namely, we have over here a ukimta. Yesh lanu kan ukimta. Komar kan, be'etzem lefi rabbanon, ilu, habal haya moser get le'shliach, v'omer, tein get ze le'ishti, then in achinami the eved would be meshuchrar right away. Zachin lo'adam shal b'fanav, no tenoyim, no limitations. We apply the din of zachin in the world of shichur, just like we apply the din of zachin in the world of matana. We have an ukimta. And Tosfos then goes ahead and gives all sorts of variations on the ukimta. Again, Koma Lufi Tosfot, Iname afilu karabonon ukigon she'eno mosro miyad liyad ela mar ehulo umetzav elitno vuhu the shliach lo netalo ad achar, I'm sorry, vuhu, right, the shliach lo netalo ad achar misa iname nitalo la alter. The shliach really took the get. Afilu hachi lo zacho ha'eved. V'nomar d'lomrin antein kisri, ela kishemoser lashliach miyad liyad. I mean, we're dealing with an ukimta where the get wasn't handed over to the shliach. It could be the get's not in the world at all. Simply, the get has to be written. Or it could be the get's in the world, but the shliach never picked it up. Or it could be the shliach picked it up, but what? It wasn't miyad liyad. Simply the get was on the table, and the Baal told the shliach, "Tein getz leishti," and the shliach picked it up from the table. Picked it up from the table. The Baal didn't hand it to him miyad liyad. No, we don't over here say the principle of tein kisri. That's the okay. All these various ukimtos. What is the chisaron? I mean, if the get is not around, if it's just a tzivui, it's words in the air. Kisvu tenu get leishti. We understand that there's nothing on which we can apply the zchia. There's nothing in the world. But if the get is around, if the get is on the table, and the shliach picks it up off the table rather than from the hands of the baal, what over here is the chisaron? What does Tosfos say? Lo amrinon tein kizchi ela kishemoser l'shliach miyad liyad. What if the baal would have said to the shliach, zakei beget shichur zele avdi, and the get is on the table and the shliach picks it up? What's masha from Tosfos? It would work. The only problem is tain. The Baal used the word tain, and we have a rule of tain kizchi that will only work if it's handed over. Namely, what over here is the chisaron according to Tosfos? What has to be shown, what has to be obvious? L'chora. Okay, just 1 second. Yeah, I think so. I think Koma Shalachora, Masha Ne'emarkan, is that Kedesha Anachnu Nagid Tein Kiskli. That Tein shouldn't be simply an act, you know, at later on. But the Tein Kiskli, that when you're picking it up, it should be Zechiah, that requires an act on the part of the Baal to show what his Kavana is. So if the Baal hands it to the Shliach Miyad Liyad, then he's saying, I am using the phrase Tein, meaning Zechay. Zechay begets it. Mashaykin, if it's on the table and he says Tein, then Tein doesn't mean Zechay. Tein simply means hand it to him, hand it to him, so when he gets it, then he is Megurash. Tach tach lechora, mashon mitosfot. That's the easy part. Okay? But then Tosfos continues. And he says, Va'ash me'inan b'may denokat ze. And what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? The af agav shehaget be'en. V'ro'oi linasein b'sho'asehu shliach. V'hutchal kol kach mechayim. Afilu hachi lo yigmeru hadavar la'achar misa. De'en get la'achar misa. What is over here, Tosfos explaining the Chiddush? The Chiddush of, not just the question over here of the language. Tosfos says, in terms of the language, that's not so much the Chiddush, that you know, it has to be handed to the Shlich in order to say Tein Kisli. The Chiddush over here is that if the get is on the table, even though the get is in the world, the Shlich is in the world, the Baal is in the world, we have over here a process of creating a Shlich. We would have thought that Af Agav Shaget Be'en V'Roi Li Nosin B'Shoa She'oseyu Shliach V'Hutchal Kol Kach Mechayim. We would have thought that this would lend itself to be Nigmar La'achar Misa. Kamash Malan Afilu Hachi Lo Yigmaru Hadavar La'achar Misa She'en Get La'achar Misa. With the Zeh. According to Tosfos, even with, the Chiddush is with the Zeh. That's the Chiddush. That we have a zeh, we have a get, we have a baal, we have a shliach. We're missing the tein kiskli, but b'chol zot we have a chiddush. We would have thought even without the tein kiskli, that we can give the get la'achar misa and it would be good. Kamash malan that not. What would we have thought? What would we have thought? No. Only just one, a few lines later. Omer Rabbeinu Tam de lo garsinan klal ze. Da kol kach lo tana ze b'masnisin l'shum chidush. Rabbeinu Tam says nothing doing. There's no, in other words, there's no reason to put in the word ze. Ze doesn't add anything, doesn't subtract anything. We're dealing in a situation where the get hasn't been written, and that's all. And the din is that ain't get la'achar misa. But the line before that, Tosfos says no. The word ze is in the Mishnah to teach us this chidush. That even though we're missing the main point, then we're missing the zchia. We don't have a ten kisli. We have a get, we have a shliach, we have a baal. We don't have ten kisli. We would have thought that once the shliach, what would we have thought? That somehow, that this get could be given. Why would we have thought the get could be given if there's no zchia?
Let's take the tzos, the shlichus itself is still effective after misa.
Before we get to whether the shlichus is effective la'achar misa or not, in other words, he's not going so far. He's saying the bottom line is that we have over here, you know, we're doing with a havamina. Tosfos has a havamina. V'ashme'inon. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that we would have thought that af agav shaget be'en v'reli nasein b'shah she'osehu huscha kochach mechayim. We would have thought that it would be nigmar la'achar misa kamash malan. The chiddush is we don't finish a la'achar misa, ki ain't get la'achar misa. I don't know if he's going so far as that, because that's the next Tosfos. Next Tosfos deals with the issue of what the chisaron of la'achar misa is. What is the chiddush over here? I gave previously a mashal hedyot, that we had spoken of earlier, and that Amitai hinted at also earlier in terms of the nature of Baal Korcho. What did we speak about earlier when we learned the Tosfos on Daf Yud Amud Aleph? Ha the Isa Baal Korcho, ha the Lesa Baal Korcho. Or we saw the Kadosh Mi Drew. in the Mordechai in Kiddushin. What are the Havaminas that we're talking about? Remember, the Druze is not Dafka Havamina, that's a Maskana. Remember the language of the Mordechai over there. Lo domi gabe get isha, the mitgareshes baal korcha, umiyad shehigia haget liyad hashliach, harehu ki igu migureshes, hilkach ohave mile, da shliach yochel lagarsha baal korcha, the yad shliach ki yad baal vachulay. What halach lamaisa does the Mordechai, does the Kadosh Midru understand? And what was the havamina that we had on Daf Yud Amad Aleph? What's the Havamina that we have over here on Daf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph? That even though the get is only going to be a get at what point? Bottom line. Be it a get Isha, or be it over here a get Shichra. When's it going to be a get? Only when it gets to the hands of the Isha or the Baal. B'chol Zot, something is going on. When does the get begin, if we can speak about that? When does the Mesira of the get begin? This does to say, "Hus roi linasein b'sha'a she'asahu shliach, v'hutchal kol kach mechayim." Hutchal kol kach mechayim. When does the process begin? What's the beginning of the process of giving a get? The Baal writes a get, right? And then he has it signed, and then what's the next stage that we're dealing with in all these Mishnayos? He's giving it to the Shliach, and then the Shliach hands it over to the Isha, to the Eved, etc. When does the process begin? When does the clock begin ticking? From what point? We have, if you want to, a Hachana, preparing the raw material, and then, when it's handed to the Shliach, even if there is no din of Tein Kizchi, there's no din of Tein Kisli, because the Shliach picked it off the table. It wasn't handed over, but the process began. The clock began ticking. Again, read Ashmeinan Bahai, the Nokat Ze. The Afagavta Aget Be'en, V'roi Li Nasein B'Sha'a She'osehu Shliach. V'roi Li Nasein B'Sha'a She'osehu Shliach. V'hutchal Kol Kach Mechayim. Namely, that the Shliach, that this is a get that can be given Baal Korcho. An Eved can be Meshuchar Baal Korcho. And Isha can be mitgareshet ba'al korcha. So we would have thought that even though technically, when does it get to the hands of the Eved or the Isha la'achar nisa? But we have over here a chiddush that we would have thought maybe it goes after the hatchala. We have over here a process. So maybe we'll say that that since the process began mechayim, it can continue. That the ikar is that even though the shliach, again, is not the Eved, we don't have over here a tein kisli. But since everything is in motion, it's just a question of the snowball is rolling. It's a one-way street. We pointed out that the Baal can't be chozer in the case of the shichur. We would have thought that then we can already view it as basically having been done, kamash malan, that until the end, it's not done. This is what gave, if you recall, the power, according to the Kadosh Midarvosh, of the shliach to do what? What could the shliach do? Even though this is what he could appoint another shliach, because it's ki'ilu ha'isha mitgareshet, right? That was his language. Godami gabe get isha mitgareshet ba'al korcha umiyad kishigi haget liyad hashliach harayu ki'ilu migureshet. The process has already began; it's on its way, even though it didn't get yet to the hands of the woman. Hilkocho havi mile haray hashliach yochol lagarsha ba'al korcha yad shliach kiyad habal. In other words, that we're dealing over here with something that is an express train, we can't stop it. That's what the Kadosh Paskin's Halach Lamaisa. What Havaminas do we have? We'd have a Havamina on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, that even according to Rav Meir, that normally you can be Choserbo, maybe over here you can't be Choserbo. Right? That's what Tosis pointed out. Havamina den Yochol Achzor. The Kevan Shebal Yad Shliach, Ki Ilu Bal Yad Adami. Kevan She'enon Yocholim La'akev. That there, you know, it's a one-way street. It began, the process began. It's only, we just need the technical end. Kamash malah, Rav Meir says, b'chol zot the Baal can be chozerbo. It's not, we don't have, even though. And over here we have the kamash malah, that even though the get is there, the Baal said tain, it's in the shliach's hands, hutzchal mechayim, but since it's going to end lachar misa, it's not going to be good. Anyway, we have over here a whole ma'arechet of situations where we're on the way, but until it's finished, it's, you know, it's, but the game isn't over until the last pitch, I don't know, whatever. In other words, that until it's over, it's over. You know, it's that you can't, it can be rained out in the middle. In other words, even though the game appears to be a foregone conclusion. But if it's rained out, it's rained out. Over here, the Baal dies, the game is rained out. But we would have thought that if it's a foregone conclusion, just like the Kadosh Midru says that the Shliach can make a Shliach because it's already there. It's already in his hands. Kamash Malan, not so far. In other words, the Eved's not Meshukar until he gets it. Even according to Rav Meir, we can still have a Chazara. Okay, so we have over here, again, the same concept. And I found last night an interesting rush, not by us, but Dafka in the beginning of the fourth parak. If you open the rush to the beginning of the fourth parak, he quotes over there a Yerushalmi. In the beginning of Siman Beis, Perek Dalid. I'm sorry, Perek. Yeah, Perek Dalid. I don't know what it says over here, Perek Shlishi. Perek Dalid, Hashaleach. Perek Hashaleach, just a mistake in my rush. It says Perek Shlishi should be Perek Revi. So on Siman Beis of Perek Revi, he quotes Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, Perek Dalid Alcha Aleph. Asa Shliach Laholich es haget, tzarech litna la bifnei shnayim, ve'ein hashriach ole mishum shnayim. That if a husband sends a get via a shriach, the shriach has to give the woman a get in front of two edim. And the shriach is not one of those two. What is the purpose of those two edim? After all, the woman's going to have the get. Why isn't she migureshet without the two edim? What's the function over here of these two edim? This is not Rav Meir, edim nesira karate, but we point out this is Tosos and Afgimel Med Aleph. Ein davar shebe'erva pachos mishnayim. The same way that Kedushin requires two edim, Gerushin requires two edim. This isn't to create the get. This is to create the Gerushin. We need edikiyum and a Gerushin. Then the Yerushalmi continues, Asa shliach l'holich es haget. When the husband makes a shliach to take a get to his wife, tzarich lahachziko. We have to make the shliach a shliach bifnei shnayim, ve'ein hashliach ole minei hashnayim. That we need two edim that the husband made the shliach a get, made the shliach a shliach. What's the function of these two edim? What's the function of these two edim? Do we generally require edim that you make a shliach? B'chor, what's the Yerushalmi saying? That? Because when you make... in other words, the process of gerushin really begins when you're making, when you're handing the get to the shliach. And so the edi l'kiyam hadavar, it's not enough to have edim at the end. You need Edom, according to Yerushalmi, already from the beginning. When you make a shliach for Gerushin, you need Edom l'kiyam hadavar at that point. Because the moment that we have the shliach, that's what it, you know, so that's what Tosafot points out over here, huskal kol kach mechayim, roi linosein b'sha'a sha'osehu shliach. This is already the beginning of the process. So we have two conclusions and two havaminas. Namely, that since the shliach, the process of giving a get, we have a ta'alich, we have a process of giving a get, that begins at the time when the get goes to the shliach and ends when the get is given by the shliach to the eved or to the isha. So we have a havamina that it can continue even la'achar misa because it already began b'chayim. We have a havamina that even according to Rav Meir that normally there's no din of zachin and the bidin of hazara ain't yochal achzar. Because it's on its way. And we have a maskana, these are two havaminas. And we have a maskana that shliach osa shliach. because it's already ki'ilu nisgarsha. The process is already in process. In other words, it's not just that we're waiting to the end and nothing happens until then. The clock is already ticking. Shliach osa shliach, and we have maskona according to the Yerushalmi that you need eide kiyum already at the beginning, because here the process begins. Okay, so we have over here two havaminas and two maskonos, but based on the same principle. Were everything to be dependent upon the nesina, these maskonos make no sense, and these havaminas make no sense. But Tosus is assuming that we have something begins. Something begins. We need edikim from the beginning. Shliach osa shliach. But, in other words, in terms of the bottom line, according to Rav Meir, you can still be chozer bo. Until it comes to the bottom line, there, in other words, we're going to have a problem with lachar misa. Okay. What is the problem of lachar misa? What is the issue of lachar misa? Let's look in Tosfos. Lo yitnu lachar misa. V'komash malon de'ein get lachar misa. Af agav de behed yatanan beperek misha achazo. That the chiddush over here is hoch etzrich hashminan. The af agav the mina hamagaresh b'chayav shliach. Lo choshiv liyos kamosa lachar misa kamohu atzmo kayam. What's the chiddush of our Mishnah? What would we have thought? Okay, in other words, the din of Ein Get Lachar Misa is a chisaron in what realm? According to Tosfos? In the Shlichus. It's a chisaron in the Shlichus. We would have thought that Shlucho Shalom Kamoso, you know, it can apply even post-death, like a corporation, that this person has a life via his shliach, komash malan. No, that's the din of ein get la'achar misa. There's no shliach. Therefore, there's no baal. There's no baal. There can't be a get. Did Rashi learn this way? What does Rashi say? Lo yitnu la'achar misa. The Gita lo have adamati liyode, v'chimati liyode hamisle mishachrer upakale reshuse. According to Rashi, what is the chisaron? Is it a chisaron in shlichus? In bailus, it's a chisaron in the reshus of the baal. The baal is no longer a baal. Forget about the shliach. It's not a problem over here in terms of shlichus. It's a problem that the Baal is no longer a Baal, the Eved is no longer an Eved, the Get Shichur is no longer a Get Shichur. Right? This we saw back, if you recall, back on Daf Yud Amid Beis. Rashi over there also pointed that out. Rashi and Daf Yud Amid, on Tesamid Beis, I'm sorry. Rashi and Daf Tesamid Beis. The Kevan de Mis Kodim, Tu Lo Have Shichur E Shichur, De Nafkele Mirishuse Minei, The Chayelale Rishus Yorshim. The Eved is no longer owned by the Baal, the Eved is owned by the Yorshim. So you can't be Megarish and Eved, doesn't belong to you. That's nothing to do with Shlichus. Okay, we have over here Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Where over here is the Chisaron? Is the Chisaron in the world of Shlichus, or is the Chisaron in the world of Bailus? In the world of relationship? Between the Adon and the Eved. Is it a problem in terms of the relationship, or is it a problem in the world of Shlichus? Here I sent you to a Ktzos. The Ktzos quotes a Machlokes Rishonim in a totally different situation. What happens if you have an individual who appoints a Shliach to give a get? He appoints a Shliach to give a get Isha, and then the Baal, the Mishaleach, is Nishtateh. He becomes a Shota. The Shliach is still fine. And the Shliach goes ahead and gives the get to the Isha. What's the halacha? Okay, namely, when the Shliach was appointed, the Baal was a Pikeach. And then, what happened was that the Shliach then, not the Shliach, the Mishaleach was Nishtateh, and the Shliach went ahead and gave the get. Okay, we'll come to that. It's a good question. We'll come to that in a minute. But what is firstly, before we deal with the why, and, you know, let's first deal with the what. What's the bottom line in this case? Then we'll try to explain whether it is similar to Amitai's case or not. What has the Rambam Paskin? Perek Beis, Hilchos Gerushin, Halacha Tesvav. Amar kishuhu bari kisvu tunu get leishti v'achar kach nivas mamtinin ad sheyavri v'kos v'nostin lo v'ein tzarech l'achshor melolach bo achar shehivri v'im kosvo v'nostno kodem shehivri while he's still a shote hareze pasul. What does the Rambam mean by the phrase hareze pasul? He writes at the beginning of Hilchos Gerushin midrabanan. If he wants to say it's midoraisa, what phrase does he use? Batel. If he uses the phrase hareze pasul, that means it's drabana. Namely, mida oraisa, we have over here a perfectly fine get, but we have a problem, midrabana.
And would he give him the get?
The get is good mida oraisa, and it's not good midrabana. I'm talking about the shliach gave it. The shliach gave that. We're talking about the shliach went ahead and gave the get. If the get is good midoraisa, it's no good midrabanan. The tour al atar siman kuf kafal paskins hareze batel. Hareze batel. It's not a get at all. Okay. What over here is the machlokes between the Rambam and the tour? Let's take what Amitai pointed out. What do we still have on the table, and what don't we have on the table? When the husband is nishtate, is he still a husband?
Yeah.
Sure. Is the wife still married to him? Sure. In other words, we have the same relationship that we had earlier. What changed? What changed? What is the question over here? In terms of shlichus, namely that he created a shliach, is the shlichus affected by the fact that currently he is nishtate? According to the Rambam, this woman is Mugureshet Midoraisa. Namely, the Shliach was not affected essentially. Midrabanan, we have a problem. People will say that a Shota can make a Shliach. We don't want people to say that a Shota can make a Shliach. But this isn't the case where the Shota made a Shliach. This is the case where Pikeach made a Shliach and then became a Shota. So Midoraisa is 100% good. Midrabanan, we have a problem that people won't understand and they'll think that a Shota can make a shliach. That's a technical problem. It's a problem midrabanan of what people will think. But basically, she's megureshet. Ma'asheen kein, according to the tour. What over here is the chisaron according to the tour? Batel. What's batel? The only thing that's the problem over here is that the husband was batel, the wife was batel. What was batel? The shlichus was batel. And we have a machlokas over here. What happens to a shlichus when the mishaleach is no longer in the picture? What happens to the shlichus when the mishaleach is no longer in the picture? Comes along the ktsos and says, that's the machlokas over here between Rashi and Tosfos. That's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. In our Gemara, the mishaleach is not in the picture when the shliach gives the get. He's dead. He made a shliach when he was alive. When the shliach gives the get, he's dead. And so, if the issue, if we pass in like the Rambam, so l'chora there should be no problem. If we pass in like Tosfos, then we don't have a shliach. Tosfos over here, again, going back to Tosfos, v'ashma inon, de'ein get la'achar misa, the af agav the mina hamagarish b'chayev hashliach lo choshev liyos kamoso lachar misa. Tosfos is hushita. Tour of the Rambam. The tour. Tosfos is the tour. Tosfos is the tour that the moment that the mishaleach is out of the picture, the shlichus falls off. The whole authority of the shliach was as an extension of the mishaleach. If the mishaleach is out of the picture, in our Gemara, he's dead. In Tosfos, in the tour situation, he's nishtata, he's out of the picture. So in this situation, the shliach loses his potency. He's out of the picture as well. That's the problem of enget lachar misa. Rashi disagrees with that. Rashi says, who cares that the mishaleach is dead? The shliachus could continue. Why then do we have a din of enget lachar misa according to Rashi? Why then do we have a din of ein get lachar misa? Sof kol sof. In the case of the of nishtate, according to the Rambam, the get is good midaraisa, because there's no relationship anymore. In the case of nishtate, there's still a relationship. There's still a baal. There's still an isha. And so, and we have a shliach, so everything is fine and dandy. Here we have a shliach, but we don't have a baal and an isha. We don't have a baal and an eved. We're missing paka rishusei. We don't, the eved is no longer an eved of the adon. He's an eved of the yorshim. Namely that the ktsos wants to make over here an equation between the tosos and the rambam, the tur and the rambam on one hand, and Rashi and tosos on the other hand. That we have in the world of nish, Tata, and we have the world of Misa. So in the world of Nishtata, we have the Rambam who says that this is Pasul Midrabanan, and we have Tosos who says it's Botel Midoraisa. So parallel to, parallel to the Tur, but yes, we have Tosos. You have Tosos. So just like in the case of Nishtata, the Shliach is Batel. So Tosos says over here, the Shliach is Batel. And Rashi, who doesn't deal with Shlichus, Rashi says over here, we have a problem of Paka Rishusei. This is a unique problem of Misa. However, it has nothing to do with the world of Nishtata. Adkan HaKtzos. Adkan, this is the concept of the Ktzos. Is this necessary, this equation? What do you say? Let's try and understand it first within the Ktzos. Within the Ktzos, what's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur and Rashi and Tosfos? Whether the Shlichus becomes Batel or doesn't become Batel. Whether the Shlichus can outlive or outsmart the Mishaleach. That even if the Mishaleach is sidelined, the Shlichus can still continue. What's the nature, again, in what's Shulchan Shalom Kamoso? Okay, if we say that Shulchan Shalom Kamoso is that he is a... If we say he's a clone of the Baal, he represents the Baal. The Baal made him his doubled himself. So then, the Baal continues. In other words, the Baalus continues via the Shliach. That's the Mashiein Kain, if the Shlichus is simply that the act of the Shliach relates to the Baal. Normally, my act doesn't relate to someone else, but from the Shliach, my act can relate to him. It's as though the Baal did it, not as though I did it, so the Baal did it. So if the Baal's in the picture, fine. If the Baal's out of the picture, okay? So taking that line of reasoning, whatever we're going to apply to Nishtata, we can also apply to the world of Misa. However, you could be cholik on the Ktzos from a number of perspectives.
How do we compare Nishtata to Misa? Misa's final fact that the guy can become normal again. Therefore, it might not be permanent.
That it could be, excellent. What Yitzhak points out is that maybe their machlokes isn't in the realm. Well, maybe their machlokes isn't in the realm of how you define a shliach, but rather how do you define a shota? How do you define a shota? Namely, maybe according to Tosfos, how does he view a shota? What's the shota's relationship to the world of kinyanim? According to the tour, what's the shota's relationship to the world of kinyanim? He's mufka from kinyanim. He's mufka from the world of kinyanim. Mashen can, according to the Rambam, Amitai, how would we view a shota? Okay. How would we view a shota? Not that he's mufka from the world of kinyanim, but he's sleeping. He's sleeping. He's really there. He's there, but he's not there. Namely, we can still, maybe everyone agrees that a shliach actions relate to the mishaleach. But how do they relate to the Mishaleach? If the Mishaleach is no longer around, how is it going to relate to him? But if he's around, but he's sleeping, I mean, so if a person gives a get via a Shliach, and he's in America, and the get is given in Eretz Yisrael, and the get is given at 6 a.m. in Eretz Yisrael, and he's fast asleep in America, is the get good? Achara, yeah. He made a Shliach, He's sleeping, but the shliach can still do an act for him. Namely, maybe the machlokes over here is, how do we view shote? But in the case of misa, that's off the board altogether. In the case of misa, what's going to relate to him? Right? In other words, that how can you necessarily compare? It could be a whole different machlokes.
By showing the electron, the battery, the plug is out of the socket.
Yes.
The
seder, okay. The power, the generator is down. Okay. Achinami. These are different options in terms of. So again, the Ktsos was assuming that the machlokes is within the world of shlichus, and then he moves it over to the world of misa. But if we learn that the machlokes is in the world of how do we define a shota, then lechora we can't necessarily move it over to the world of misa. Even if we were to agree with the Ktsos that it's machlokes within the world of shlichus, b'chol zot, maybe there's still a difference between a shliach of someone who is temporarily incapacitated, even if he's mufka, but he's still alive, and someone who's dead. Namely, there is a lot of ways of disagreeing with the comparison of the Ktsos. But what is clear, that in our Gemara, we have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos as to what over here is the chisaron. Rashi didn't take the track of shlichus. He didn't take that track on purpose. Clearly, he didn't take that track. Both on Daf Tesemid Beis and by us, he dealt with a chisaron in the mahut of the nature of the Eved. Mashenke, and according to Tosfos, he assumed that is not the issue. The issue is not one of the relationship between the Eved and the Mishaleach, but rather, is there a shliach? Is there someone to deliver the get? Is the get deliverable? Rather than the question in terms of whether the Eved is still an Eved and the Baal is still a Baal. Okay? So that's a very, very basic machlokas. Again, the Ktsos takes it in one direction. We don't necessarily have to take it in that direction. What the Ktsos points out is that in terms of the world of Gerushin, Ech Shelo Yeh, this woman can't get remarried. Either she can't get remarried midoraisa, or she can't get remarried midrabon, and she can't get remarried. But were we to have a case in the world of Mamonos, where a person gave a sefer to a shliach and said to this, or a person made a shliach to sell his land, to sell his home, and then the person was mishtata, the owner was mishtata, can the shliach follow through with the sale according to the tour? Out, right? In other words, if the mishaleach is out, then the shliach is out. According to the Rambam, the only reason that we say pasul midrabanan is that people will think that a shota can make a shliach. Maybe that's only a din in the world of Gerushin. The world of Gerushin and the world of Erva, we don't want to have problems like this. In the world of Mamonos, Yitzachain, who cares what people think? The bottom line is that the transaction is going to be valid. I mean, who says, you know, we're not necessarily going to have a transfer from the world of Gerushin to the world of Mamon. So we have a concept of Mamzer Midrabanan. Rabbanan, whatever that means. Okay, Besedem Tov, that's point number two. Okay, so that's the ratio of the Mishnah. So the ratio of the Mishnah, I think we pretty much covered. Again, we saw this previously on Daf Tesemid Beis. What we added now was the Hava Min of Tosfos and Daf Yugimel Med Aleph, that we would have thought that maybe Kemach Ahuskal Kol Kach Mechaim could continue, and put it in the context of what we dealt with on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. And secondly, we have over here a basic machlokes, why ain't get la'achar misa? Is it a chisaron in the relationship between the husband and the wife, or the shliach, or the eved and the adon, or is it a problem over here within the world of shlichus? Then we have the seifa. Tenu mana le'ish ploni umeis yitnu la'achar misa. Yitnu la'achar misa. Tenu mana leish ploni umeis, yitnu leachar misa. What would be the simplest way of learning this Mishnah? Why yitnu leachar misa? What's the simplest way of learning it? without getting involved in our Gemara.
Was the kinyan already made?
What kinyan was made?
Zechiyah
is a bit of a problem because we don't have over here the zeh. We don't have tnu mona zeh leploni. We have tnu mona leploni. In other words, here there's no, there aren't two girsos. So that's a bit of a problem. But if you want to understand a Mishnah kipshuto, then the best thing is to look in Rashi on this Mishnah in another place. Not here, where the Gemara gets all involved. How does Rashi learn this Mishnah back on the Testament days? Where it's, you know, where the Sefer is brought in, Derech Agav. Tenu mana leploni, Rashi says, Divrei shchiv meira, hiksuvim ukimesurim damu. The Tikun Rabbanon, Shemat hitarif daito alav b'chol yom lohi amuftach shiyakayimu dvarav. That even though we have no kinyan, all we have is the rotzon of the individual, tenu mana leploni. Person turns to his children and he says, I want you to give $1,000 to YU. Okay, there's no kinyan, there's no nothing, but divrei shchivim rakik suv mesurim. We have a takana midrabanan that this is going to go through. Correct? Divrei shchivim rakik suv mesurim damu. If he gets better, then we have a whole list of halakos. Do we say that mafreya tzmufko or not, depending as to what context it was said. That's the easiest way of learning. However, over here, the spoke in the wheel is by the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta mishmei derav. Vehu shetziburin v'mnachim v'keren zavis. That the safe of the Mishnah is only in a situation where this $1,000 was put aside in an envelope on the table of the person who is saying it. Hu shetziburin v'omdim v'keren zavis. Now the Gemara says, v'mayaskinan. What are we talking about? Because if we're talking about a bari, then kitziburin mayhave halamashach is no kinyan. If we're talking about a shlimira, may ir yotziburin, ki ein tziburin name, hakaimulan divre shlimira kisuvim mesurim damu, that even though without the Gemara, we would learn the Mishnah as divre shlimira without any problem. But once the Gemara introduces this envelope of cash on the table, who needs an envelope of cash on the table if we're dealing with the principle of divrei shchivim rakisuvim mesurim damu? Because of this, the Gemara now moves over to the world of Maimad Shlashtan, to explain Rav, to explain Rav's ukimta of the Mishnah. Had we not had Rav's ukimta, we would have learned it as divrei shchivim rakisuvim mesurim damu without any problem. Okay? That's l'chora clear. Okay, the issue that we're going to have is that which bothered Rashi and Tosfos. Someone said something, and then he went ahead and died before it was fulfilled. Okay, but when he said that he was a bari, so there's no divrei shchivim rakisuvim mesurim damu. But what principle do we have which lechora would explain the halacha? Tenu manazel le'ish ploni umeis yitnu lachar misa. No, this, he wasn't a shlimira. Shlimira means that he knew he was dying. Everyone knew he was dying. We have another principle called mitzvah l'kayem divrei hames. That there is a mitzvah on whom we'll have to see, but there is a mitzvah for various individuals to fulfill the wishes of a person after he passed away. That's a mitzvah. And that would be l'chora enough of a reason to explain yitnu l'achar misa, to fulfill mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. This bothered Rashi and Tosos, but they dealt with it in different ways. How did Rashi deal with it? Look in Rashi, the first Rashi in the Gemara. I'm sorry, second Rashi in the Gemara, b'bari. Matnas bari b'metaltalim yochol achzer bo ad shiyimshoch. V'yorshon nami mati mahadar bey. Aliba deman delesle mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. Rashi simply sets up our sugya, that our sugya doesn't hold to that principle. Were our sugya to hold to that principle, a mitzvah chayiv divrei hames, then that would explain the Mishnah. But Rashi says, kaner ed, the Gemara over here knew that that's a machlokas, and it felt that our Gemara had to understand this even without that principle, and that's why it searched for a different option and came up with Maimad Shloshtan. Because were we to hold, according to Rashi, mitzvah chayiv divrei hames, then we wouldn't need the whole sugya from Daf Yud Gimel to Daf Yud Dalet. There'd be no need to introduce Maimad Shloshtan into our Mishnah. We could base it on mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. Clear from Rashi? Rashi says this is l'man da'amar, the less late mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames.
Why can't the mitzvah
Just a minute. First, let's see Tosfos, then we'll get to your question. V'holo mashach. Tosfos says, Tema, my parech. Who cares whether there was a kinyan or not? Ha'kayim alon mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. V'yimkein luki masnisin b'bari mishum mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. Why do we have to come on to Maimat Shloshtan? V'yesh lomar d'kevan d'chachamim pligi arav meyer v'lesli mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. Av agav the kayim alon k'rav meyer. We pass alon k'rav meyer. But since it's a machlokas in Chazal, lo boy luk mi masnisin ki yechidoi, even though we paskin that way, k'de'eshchan perakol haget, lo muki shmuel masnisin ki yechidoi, k'rav yosi, etc. Okay? That's point number one. Then Tosfos continues.
It's Rashi.
That's Rashi. Tosfos begins like Rashi. In other words, that Arsugi is according to the Manda Amar, that les lo mitzvah kaim divri hames. Even though Tosfos was honest enough to say, but we paskin that way, so it means that our sugi is really shalali b'dehilchasa. We could have learned our mission that way without any problem, but the Gemara didn't want it. It wanted to set it up with kulayama. Then Tosfos says, "Va'od yesh lomar delomatzi lo'ukmei masnisim shemitzol kaim divrei hames diimkein ma'iriyat siburin afilu ein siburin namei the sever hagemara the mitzol kaim shayachach b'halva the bari lo chashin lemona kavur that we're going to see." Okay, so the same answer the Gemara rejects the world of Divrei Shlimira, for that same reason, who needs Siburin, the Gemara can also reject Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hames. However, then Tosfos continues, V'od Mefaresh Rabbeinu Tam, and this is, we move over to Rabbi Black's question, what is this Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hames? Od Mefaresh Rabbeinu Tam, D'lo Amrinan Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hames, Ela B'Dovar Shehushlash Mitchila lekach biyad shlish dumya demashlish maos lebito utenu shekel leishti ubemasnisin mashma shlo hushlach lekach lechatchila midrokatani tenu mana zeleploni velodami lahorech mana leploni etc. That there it was hushlash and here it wasn't hushlash. What's this hushlash? What's the rule according to Rabbeinu Tam? When do we apply mitzvah kaim divrei hames? Only what condition do we need? Only if it was what? Hushrash mitchil lekach. What does that mean? No, there's nothing with maimat shloshta. It was originally designated for this purpose. Namely, had we had an envelope on the table that would have had written on it $1,000 for YU, and then the person says, that envelope on my table, give it to YU, then we would have a din of mitzvah kayim divrei hames. However, if the fellow says, you know, you'll find in my wallet $1,000, give it to YU, then no. Who had din if this money was given over to a third party? So if it had been given to that third party to give to YU, that party, it's the, what do they call it, institutional advancement person, used to be called the fundraiser, right? Institutional advancement individual, right? It was hushrash mitchilu lekach. You know, it's hold on to this, and then I say, now, you know, give it to YU. You know, I'm taking a plane flight, give it to YU, and then the plane crashes. So then we say hushrash mitchilu lekach. We apply mitzvah kaim divrei hames. But if it was given to this fellow simply to watch, it's done. Nothing to do with this particular designated goal. Then no. What's going on over here?
That's rude.
What? Tsurin means it was set aside, but it has to be tsurin lekach. It has to be set aside specifically for this person. And let's say, for example, you had money in a fund, in a trust for YU, right? Mashu Kaza, I put it in trust. Then you tell someone, that money I have in trust for YU, give it to them. Right? It's been waiting, it's, you know, gathering interest by Madoff. Give it to them. Right? Go ahead and now pass it over to them. That's hushrash mitchil lekach, then yes. But if it was tam, it was my money that was just earning my interest, and I say, give it to them, then there's no mitzvah lekayim divrei hames. It had to be hushrash mitchil lekach. It had to be pre-designated for that purpose.
Tzuru is just sitting on the table, stam.
Correct. That's the case. Where does this bring the raya from? It brings the raya from Iser Giura. Rachein mashma, the perek misha meis, gabi Iser Giura. Right, so we have this fellow, Isur, who had relations with the daughter of Shmuel when she was taken captive. He was a goy. She was a Jewish woman. She became pregnant. He saw the folly of his ways, and he became a ger. And he had a son who was born, who turned into Rav Mori. And so Rav Mori, Hora'aso Shalom B'Kedusha. When the pregnancy began, his father was a goy. V'leidoso B'Kedusha. When his mother was pregnant, then Iser Giura became Iser Giura. He turned from Iser to Iser Giura. Okay, that's their family relationship. So we have Iser is the father who's a ger, and we have Rav Mori who is the son. Iser was a relatively wealthy person, and who did he give his money to watch? Rava. He gave Rava his money to watch. Gabi Iser Giura, the lo have, and then the question was that Iser Giura was in one town, Rava was in another town with Iser Giura's money, and the question is, how does Iser Giura's money get to Rav Mori? He wants to give it to his son. How does he get this money to his son? It's not in his hands. It's not in his hands. He has no kinyanim to make. So the Gemara doesn't raise the option of, he should simply say, the money that's in Rava's hands, when I die, I want to go to my son, and then mitzvah kaim divrei hames. The Gemara doesn't offer that as an option. The Gemara goes through all sorts of kinyanim. Why can't we use over here a kinyan suda? Why can't we use a kinyan this, kinyan that? And finally, the Gemara comes up with the concept of odisa, that he should be moda in front of two witnesses, that this money belongs to Rav Mori, and then we have a dinner of odisa. But the Gemara doesn't come up with the concept of mitzvah kaim divrei hames. Question is, why not? Wouldn't that be the easiest way, that he would simply write a will, and then we'd say mitzvah kaim divrei hames? I mean, it's not going to go to, you understand, it's not going to go be Yerusha because he's a ger, right? So there's no Yerusha to Rav Mori. So it has to go via some other way. So Tosfos points out that the lo mahani be taima de mitzvah kaim divrei hames, betreser alfei zuze shifkid l'rava, lefi shalo hufkidu mitzchil l'sitam l'Rav Mori. This is the proof of Tosfos. But what does that tell us about the nature of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames? And again, Rashi didn't learn this way. Rashi simply said, our Gemara is only because we don't hold of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. Were we to hold of it, it would apply to our Gemara. Rashi, in the first part of Tosfos, didn't hold of this restriction of Rabbeinu Tam. What would this restriction imply? What are the options of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames? What mechanism are we using over here? I'll give you one side, you give me the other side, okay? One side is that the recipient, the ultimate recipient, has a schus. He's zoche. It's like a tain kisli. Namely, we don't have exactly the tain kisli. We're not dealing with handing over, but we have the direction. It's a din drub. It's a mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that that person, that the mitzaveh, is mezake the recipient. He's mezake the recipient. The recipient has a schus that precedes anyone else's zechuyot. It precedes, he has, it's not a kinyan, because the only going to kinyan gets to his hands, but he has first dibs, that there's a schus on the part of the Makabel. What is the other option? Not a schus on the part of the Makabel, but to whom? Again, the person, the mitzvah is simply using words. Words are milei ba'alma. He's not a shliv mira. We have no takana of shliv mira, k'mesur mesum damu. But we have over here a statement of intent. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, that statement of intent creates a zechut on the part of the recipient. The other alternative, not a zechut on the part of the recipient, but rather an obligation on the part of the listener, right? That the person who hears the Divrei Hames, he is obligated by Divrei. In other words, we either have ki'ilu ehischaivus on the part of the nosein, or a zchus on the part of the mekabel. Again, neither of these are classically halachically valid. We're dealing over here with a machlokes, whether there is such a thing or not, whether there is such a thing or not, and kanere, you know, that there is a certain nachas ruach that you want to give the soul, but the question is, which mechanism are we using? Is it as a schus on the part of the mekabel, or is it hitchayvut on the part of the notain? Clearly, Rabbi Notam understands in which direction. That according to Rabbi Notam, it has to be pre-designated. It has to be mushrash mitzchila lekach. What? I would understand that in other words, Rava was under no obligation to listen to Isur Giura when Isur Giura says, the money that's by you, I want to go to my son, because it wasn't given to Rava for that purpose in the first place. Lohushlash mitchila lekach. Since lohushlash mitchila lekach, so there was no obligation on the part of Rava to hand it over. If it's a question of the schus of the mekabel, mainaf gamina, whether hushlash mitchila lekach. Hushlash mitchila lekach would be something that would be meaningful, it appears to me, in the world of an obligation, not in the world of a schut. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's, in other words, that... No, in other words, now he is saying that I want it to be handed over. But according, we say it has to have been in that position from the very beginning. If it was in that position from the very beginning, then we say that there is a hischaivus on the part of the nosein. Kach, I would understand it. I hear what you're saying. You want to say that maybe even the schus requires that it be pre-designated. In other words, that if it was given over to Rava, saying, look, my son is young, I'm fine, but who knows how I'm going to last, and so I want you to hold on to this for him. Then, mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. L'chatchi was given to Rava. Here, it was basically given to Rava as a pikadon. So Rava was a trustworthy person. Isur Giura was all the time on business. He didn't, felt Rava was a person that he could be samech on to hold it for him. Then he changes the designation. Don't hold it for me, give it to my son. So Rava says, I'm not under any obligation to give it to your son. I'm under obligation to return it to you. You go ahead and die. The money is hefker. It's mine. Right? That's what Rava said. In other words, the money belongs to Rava. Because the moment that a ger dies, all of a sudden the chasen become hefker. It was designated, but it wasn't pre-designated. Namely that there was no hischaivus, there was never hischaivus on the part of Rava. But I hear what you could say. Maybe it's not totally in this chakira. Okay. In other words, I think that it should work in one of those two directions. Either as a schus for the makabel or a hischaivus on the nosein. It appears to me that the hischaivus would be totally more in pre-designation, but let me think about it. But then Tosis continues, you can't prove anything from Isur Giura. Why can't you prove anything from Isur Giura? Od Omer Rabbeinu Tam, de beger lo amrina mitzvah lekayim divrei hames. De chol isa bi Yerusha mitzvah lekayim divarav. Hoyovelo posak kocho me oso mamon. De mi kocho yorshin. Avol ger de lesa bi Yerusha u posak kocho mi mamono ein mitzvah lekayim divarav. I mean, here's where I understood that was the difference. Namely, that to say it doesn't apply to a ger implies that it's a hischaivus on the part of the middle person, or it's a zechus on the part of the mekabel. I understood this as being the zechus. That the zechus is only, in other words, if the person has zechuyot of Yerusha, then we say there's also, in other words, that there's a relationship that already exists that can be extended to mitzvah kayim divrei hames. If there's no relation, but you're saying over here, but the Tosfos doesn't say that, I'm sorry. Tosfos says there's requirement of a morish. It's that the morish. Maybe to learn it differently. Not a question of the schaibus on the. In other words. To say that. Maybe mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames is that the nosein, the giver, the original giver, is mezakeh. He can be mezakeh, he can give a right. Not that the other person had, he can give a right. That the person can give someone a right. When can someone give someone a right if he has a certain degree of control over the nechasim? Namely, if normally he would control, but it's not really control. Yerusha is not control. But normally, normally there is a sense of continuity of his nechasim from him to someone else. Then he can also sort of expand the din of Yerusha not only to that which the Torah is morish, but even to things that don't come under the classic Yerusha. Yerusha is automatically goes to my children. I want this to go to so-and-so. I want this to go to so-and-so. But if since Iser Geura has no rights of being Morish, he has nothing to do with what happens after he dies, that can't be extended to Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hames. There are three options for Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hames. Either this is a skus of the Mekavel, it's his chayvus of the person who's listening, or this is a basic right of the original owner. There's a right of the owner to designate. There's a right of the owner to designate. The limitation would be in the situation of a gear, he may not have that possibility. So I mentioned this Levi today, but should someone wants to take me, so hello? Ken. Okay, Toda, Ani Mukhan. Okay, so I'm sorry. So we'll stop over here. What I'd like to do with you next time is to continue in this concept of mitzvah, the Kayim Divrei Hames, then to move over into the bottom Tosfos in terms of the Shkimeira. The Tosfos Mimai goes back to the world of mitzvah, Kayim Divrei Hames, to see that on Daf Yud Gimel Medeis, and then to move over into the world of Maimat Shloshtan. Maimat Shloshtan means to read the sugya from the third line from Yud Gimel Amud Aleph up to the two dots on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and to sort of mark down all of the limitations on Maimat Shloshtan and to see where those limitations are coming out of. One of them is in a Tosus that we skipped, that's Tosus Yivir Maskel Tanu. He deals with Maimat Shloshtan by Shtaros, and to see over there also the Ran. The Ran on Daf Hei Amud Aleph in the Rif deals with the problem of Maimat Shloshtan by Shtaros. See the Rambam as well on Maimat Shloshtan. There are two Rambams, one in Mechira Vav Ches, and one in Zechiyu Matana Vav Tesvav. Okay, so we'll try and get into the sugya of Maimat Shloshtan next time after finishing this man.
If he said Matana, if he didn't indicate to his son, if he said Matana, he can't give him Matana either.